How's it going, everybody? This is Father Jared Roderick here, pastor of St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church, and you are listening to our Advent series, Come and Be Born in Me.
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come and be born in me.
Come and be born in me.
Come and be born.
Be born in me.
Well, folks, this episode marks the end of our discussion on the fruits of the Holy Spirit before we begin our discussion on the virtues. And our final fruit of the Holy Spirit, chastity. So again, we have this manger, this lowly little manger, waiting for the King to arrive, waiting for his humble frame to provide a place where the King can abide. Now imagine the manger, waiting alone in the stable, in the silent darkness of night. The air grows colder. The anticipation builds. He longs to give himself away, to be the best little manger, to provide the most suitable resting place for the King. He wants more than anything to provide, to give himself away in love. It's what he was made for, to be a gift to others. But in that longing, in that anticipation, in that waiting, the door to the stable opens, and a woman with baby in arms rushes in. She closes the door, and her eyes search the stable, when alas, she finds him, the manger, a suitable place to lay her infant child. But wait, this isn't the King. I am not the dwelling for your baby, thinks the manger. But this manger does desire, does long to give himself away. He was made for it. He was made to be a gift. So why not this one? Why not give myself to this one in love, he thinks. But I know I was meant to ultimately give myself to the King, not just anyone. So, what if I just give, I don't know, part of myself? Can I just kinda give myself to this little baby? Just to love a little bit? Can I just kinda, sorta extend myself in love? Like, you know, like a practice for when I give myself totally to the King, you know, when he comes. No. No, says the manger. I know deep down, beneath the dew and the hay, I know that I was meant to give myself away totally and completely, not in parts with good intentions. No. I'm waiting for my King. I await the day that I might give myself completely to him. Now, you may be thinking, wasn't this whole episode supposed to be on chastity? What just happened in this story? Was this all some clever innuendo? Yes, It turns out that mangers don't have the amazing gift of sexuality, which makes chastity, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, look a little different for mangers. But is it really all that different? Are we mangers of chastity? Are our souls chaste? Chastity is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, by which we have an enduring disposition of single-heartedness. As our Lord describes Nathanael in the Gospel, there is no duplicity in him. It describes the soul that sees the incalculable worth of being inhabited by God. That the soul refuses any other person and any other thing trying to fill that space. This involves the realm of sexuality as well, in that the soul with the fruit of chastity is one who in thought, in word, and in deed has the sole purpose of loving and pleasing God alone, and doing so completely. Like the chaste manger, the chaste soul does not give him or herself away according to, you know, the passing passions. No. The manger of chastity, the soul of chastity, is reserved only for the king. And any attempt to fill his place with anyone and anything else is ultimately sacrilege. So then, is this enduring inclination, this fruit of the Holy Spirit, chastity? Does this describe your manger? Are you a chaste soul?
Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Come and be born in me, come and be born in me. Since I am not able, Lord, make me your stable. Oh, come and be born in me. Oh, come.